Hi, how is it going? In fact, remember last year at Bartek, I gave a talk about language-dependent order relations. I showed you that according to language background, order was very various. Maybe you think that the end has been reached. No, that was only the beginning of the movie. In fact, in the first part, I will recall what BibTeX does for sorting a bibliography. And then, just some word about several sorting methods, several solutions in XSLT, and the current solution in MLBibTeX. In fact, when BibTeX sorts a bibliography, for each entry, a sort key given by the variable sort key $ is computed. You can see some examples. That is the first name, last name, last name, first name, for several authors or an author, the year, and some word of title. For example, some words are ruled out. For example, the original title is The Kingmaker. The same A or N, some indefinite articles are ruled out. There is no confusion about number of species, because if you write several successive space characters in a BibTeX field, BibTeX parser replaces them by only one. So markers are given by the number of space characters. Two between last and first name, three between several authors, and four just before the year. But that gives some confusion. For example, if you specify Paul du Bois, du being the particle, it yields Paul du Bois. But the same if you specify Dubois as the last name, because lowercase characters are systematically used, and braces and other characters are ruled out. For example, for sorting, there is no difference between the two person names for BibTeX. In fact, in most of styles, there should be appear like Paul du Bois with du particle, or du Bois Paul with du belonging to the last name. Better, the year information is a string. If you specified this author, this year, and this one. So, 1999 will be before 2. Oh, you can tell me that there is a very, very small probability that the same name is used for a work of 20th century and 1st century. But if in case of such a problem, BibTeX handled that incorrectly. The same, you can specify in BibTeX negative years. Month information is not included in standard style. If you specify a month, you never see in this information, unless you use a style refined. But in standard bibliography style, month information is not used. In fact, if you want to classify some work belonging to the same author and appear in the same year, the only solution is a workaround to insert some dummy command before the title. That's a trick, because you have to provide such command and a uppercase version of this command, because some style can cause this command to be capitalized. That is a trick. I will put that in my website. There is an erratum in the paper at this page. And now let's see how to sort. Roughly speaking, there are two techniques. The first is uses successive key, for example, a primary sort key, for example, the last name of a people. And the secondary sort key will sort elements left unsorted by the primary sort key, and so on if you use many sort, successive sort key. That is debatable. For example, if you consider this last name, it will be put after that last name because of this case difference. But some people consider that is incorrect, because this difference at the first level, that is different character, should be more important than this tertiary difference about case. So, for example, Michael Kay in his book tell the concatenation should be used to sort MacArthur John before MacArthur Philip, because this difference is more important. So, you can put a concatenation. Look at these two names, but that is space consuming for in a point of view related to programming. If you build concatenation of strings, you have to allocate a large string and to fill in. But look there, you have a long string for Charles, Louis, Xavier, Joseph de la Vallée, Poussin. And the second example with the first name of Volcker. And you build two enormous strings, whereas the difference is given by the first character. It is very space consuming. And another problem appears with MLBibTeX. You can specify co-author and collaborator. For example, in the LaTeX companion, you have Frank Mittelbach and Michel Goossens with other people viewed as collaborators. So you need several markers. That is more complicated than in original MIPTEC. So, let's recall that MLBibTeX can use style close to XSLT 1.0. The question is how XSLT 0 sorts a node set. You can use this element, give a key for sorting, give a language information if you sort lexicographically, or number for a numerical sort, a sense, and an implementation different information about a case. That's not sufficient. That was the main drawback of XSLT 1.0. In practice, this element is inusable unless You put here some extension function written using programming language more classical. And the second version refines this element as follows. There is no default value for data type. As I showed you 2 days ago, they are replaced by type annotation. That is, if some data are recognized as number, XSL sort will automatically put a numerical sort. Some information as added, and the key can be computed by using select attribute or as the result of the content of this element. For example, you can see some marker between first name, before first name, phone part, junior, and connectors. And XSL sort is given by computing the complete concatenation. So, sorting by author, date, and month information based on a complete concatenation.
But there is, I think there is a bug in the sorting.
Sir?
I think there is a problem with the sorting. If I am, because you're
which
sorting
problem?
Months names, not months numbers, so to say. It says November. November comes. Yeah, November comes before October, the same year of the same author. So you cannot sort after the month's names, only month's numbers.
In fact, he's sorted here. He sort, select, year as integer. Probably. No, but in fact, the month is not used here.
It's all zero.
The month, only year.
Okay.
In fact, this style behave like BibTeX. If you want to use month position, you can use this function. That is, searching name into this list and given the index.
Mm-hmm.
But I have not integrated in the first side. And there is a limitation, therefore, we cannot specify as many keys as author or editor. That is, if we want to sort not by concatenation, but by successive sort key. No problem for last, first, fun, and other. But we can not know the number of author a priori. So we have to do a loop or a recursive call. But that's not possible in XSLT because you can't insert such a structure inside sort element. A simple example here. The select is given by last, first, fun, junior, that is successive sort key. But we can test about some connectors, that is and, with, and finally by the integer. Here is for the maximum of two authors. But it's impossible to make a loop around the excess sort element. The solution is to use concatenation, in fact. And in the first sketch for family biptech, there is, of course, a function to sort. That is, sort this list. In fact, this optional argument gives a sort key, and the sort key are sort compared using this relation order. That is a stable sort in the sense that elements undistinguished by the sort are kept in the original order. In the first version, the problem was very easily solved, calling a scheme function which sort the bibliography. But how this story was beginning? I was performing the last test, maybe just before last, and I was very puzzled because my sort function didn't give the same result than BibTeX. And I asked Oren Patachnik about some choice he made in BibTeX, and I discovered that this was not obvious between fun and last. He thinks fun should be alphabetized at this place, that is, du bois, du is a particle, but it should be alphabetized as D, whereas the French use choose last, bois, Paul du. As a consequence, a bibliography style designer should choose, but should choose between the two solutions, but how? Should he become a scheme programmer? That was not the same for orders. For orders, remember last year, that was just put some characters, just organize some lists, just define some synonymy, not define an algorithm. So, the solution for the first version is that possible to compute by a content. That is the most easy solution if a bibliography designer should sort by want to sort by concatenation. And otherwise, you can use a key, a language. And if you use attribute, it is a scheme function and other information is useless. That is, it's by default the solution. If you want to choose a particular order between parts of NM, use this part. If you want to arrange differently and other with other, define some marker as codes. For example, the standard use is this function in scheme, and then year, and then month with this function to get the position of a month. That is not sufficient. You can sort several works with the same author, the same year, and the same month. And to do that, there is a new field, BibTeX field, last sort key, that is an integer, possibly negative, that is the last information used by a standard sort function. If you want to define a scheme function to perform a sort, proceed as follows. Define a function receiving the order relation between two strings, that is according to languages, French, Polish, and other. And the result applies to two nodes, the bibliographic node. That's quite current in functional programming, that is a function, return a function. If you prefer to use personal part order, you can do like BibTeX, from last first junior, or ask me in standard style, last before, fun after, and use this key. In fact, this solution is a compromise. Integrating some accessibility to zero feature would be induce a major rewriting. I prefer to get public this version, and we will see later. And these features would not cause removing calls to external function because you will have to do that if you don't want to sort by concatenation. So this solution is a default solution, a compromise, but adaptable. Probably it should be refined in the future, because if we integrate other structure for name, for example Asian name, and other choices. As an example, I ask Asian people about bibliographies. For example, for Korean people, they use bibliography in Korean and in Japanese and in English. But other people will tell you Korean, Russian, English, Japanese. That is a choice that should be expressed in a future version. Okay? That this version is a compromise, but adaptable. Will be customizable enough. We will see. That's the end.
We're short for time this morning, but we could take a quick question maybe, if there is one.
Are you going to consider the Unicode collection algorithm, the Unicode algorithm for sorting, and they have a big database for for adaptation of that algorithm, which is a default algorithm, to different languages and conventions?
In fact, as I explained last year, some Unicode algorithms have been adapted in Scheme, because last September the new version of Scheme has been ratified and will be Unicode compliant. But that's not the case today. That is, some versions are Unicode compliant, but partially. And the solution of my adaptation is it behaves the same like collision, but for Latin 1 and some extension on Latin 2.
Okay, thank you very much, Michel. Yeah.